You're listening to Soundtracks, your source for the latest music and musings behind your favorite movies.
You guys have no idea how much work it took for me to get back on track. Oh, computer shut down, I got graduation breathing down my neck, new job, all this kind of stuff getting thrown at me. Put me out of the game for a week, but I'm back, baby. I'm back, and I'm ready to do more soundtracks, as I hope you are as well, because the cast has really gained steam lately in my absence, which is kind of disheartening. Maybe it's kind of sad to think the cast got more popular while I was gone, but hopefully the new episodes you will appreciate. Today's episode, we're doing Sony Masterworks, Ramin Djawadi's Red Dawn. And yes, before you turn off the podcast, I assure you that despite what you've heard about the movie, this is an excellent soundtrack. But don't take my word for it. Let's jump right into things. Going to be discussing a whole lot on the show today, including the original Red Dawn. So with that said, let's jump into it. Here's the title track right here on Soundtracks. Red Dawn, right here on Soundtracks, where we're covering, yes, you guessed it, Sony Masterworks' Red Dawn. Ramin Djawadi behind this. He's worked, probably most notably, Iron Man 2. It's guitar-driven work, some of which is present on this, but definitely not as heavy as it was then. So, let's talk about the current Red Dawn, because it's being met with mixed critical reception. Some people like it, some people don't. Critics, well, you know how critics are. And I can't help but think it was somewhat due to the sudden script change. For those of you who weren't in that small group who was excited about this movie being remade, you probably weren't aware that the original script intended a battle between the Chinese and the Americans. Yes, and that does kind of sound like a better plot than the North Koreans invading America, which sounds supremely unlikely. But you never know. Anyway, movie script's rolling forward with a Chinese invasion. Things grind to a halt at the studio when somebody's like, all of a sudden, hey, what about the Chinese money? So in that typical Hollywood greedy fashion, they change it to North Koreans who, you know, are big fans of showing our movies in the first place, or any movies of that matter, and probably still have won the scorn of the Chinese for portraying a communist nation in a negative light. I mean, it's not like this movie's gonna get big numbers in China to begin with, so why not? I mean, I guess you don't want your film to be considered some anti-Chinese propaganda down the road, or perhaps a fuel to start a fire that none of us would like to see ignited, especially me being a young male, still susceptible to a draft, so not something I'm looking forward to. So we come to the next track, one of the more upbeat tracks of the film. It's Invasion, right here on Soundtracks. Right here on Soundtracks, where we're covering Ramin Djawadi's soundtrack for Red Dawn, courtesy of Sony, and we're very grateful for it. I really do enjoy the soundtrack, despite, like I said, I haven't seen the movie. I have no idea. I can only go off what the critics are saying, what news is saying, and to be honest, you know, I'm seeing mostly mixed reviews. Some people like it, some people hate it, obscenely. They hate it a lot. And I can't really say this is really different than the original Red Dawn. The original Red Dawn was widely loved by conservatives. It's considered one of the best conservative films of all time. I'm sure it's considered a tongue-in-cheek award, but at the time of its release, many liberal film critics really bashed the film for its excessive violence, for one. At the time, it was rated one of the most violent films by Guinness World Records, with an average of 2.23 violent acts per minute through the entire film. So I don't know if the remake holds true to this, but I'd be interested if that were true. If there's an excessive amount of carnage, I'd be all for it. I think another thing that makes Red Dawn a little bit more of a relevant movie is because it was kind of tied into current politics of the time. I mean, you're going up against the Soviets. You know, everybody was, you know, America versus the big red threat back then. So, I mean, you could pretty much pump out anything, and it would be a relative success. Right now, I mean, the North Koreans are invading? I didn't even know the North Koreans left their country or were in any shape to even do so. It's one of those things, you know? What agenda do the North Koreans have in invading America? They think their nation's the greatest, so why would they want to come over here? I don't know. I'd be very curious to hear what some of the fans are like, because I see the fan reception is actually fairly positive. And let's not forget that in context of the movie, Red Dawn was also considered less than worthy of critical acclaim in its time. So don't let bad movie reviews sway you on seeing this movie, because for all you know, it could be one of your favorite ones this year. I mean, that's kind of a tough thing to critique given the movies we've had this year, but you never know. Anyway, we've come to one of the more emotional tracks in the movie. This is Execution, and you can only hear it here on Soundtracks. Execution, as Soundtracks draws to a close. Guys, it's good to be back. It's good to have you back. It's good to welcome the new subscribers, SoundCloud listeners, all of you. I'm eternally grateful. I'm so happy to be back. I'm so happy to be done with school, and I'm so happy to keep continuing onward. We're going to be doing end of the year best of Soundtracks. So if you want to make sure you're in on the voting for that, follow @Soundtracks on Twitter. I'll be posting up a poll here before the end of the year in a couple weeks for you to vote on your favorite soundtrack of this year, and then we'll do maybe like a special New Year's episode where we kind of give a brief recap, kind of a best of soundtracks kind of deal. So anyway, I'm out. I will actually see you tomorrow, where I have an extra special holiday surprise, so I hope you can enjoy that. So until then, here's Wolverines right here on Soundtracks. Like what you hear on Soundtracks? Visit GeekTyrant.com for an early release of the new episode and breaking news on your favorite movies, shows, and more. That's GeekTyrant.com.